This is, on a technicality, a Stargate Atlantis fic written by Entangled Now and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG-13 and contains additional tags for humor, crack, and vampires. It had all started when they had their scheduled medical after returning from their last off-world trip. After a variety of complicated tests, slightly more complicated tests, and a few haunted expressions from the medical staff, Carson had pronounced Rodney technically dead. Rodney had been understandably upset about that. Shepard had pointed out that, obviously, someone who was currently walking about and talking, well, shouting, clearly couldn't be dead, which had gotten him the pointy end of a chart jabbed into his chest. The chart was fairly incriminating, and it became more so the further down Shepard read. Severe reaction to sunlight, craving for plasma components of blood, lack of life signs, pupils unresponsive to light, spontaneous regeneration. "So, you're a vampire now," Shepard said, in what he hoped was an appropriately casual tone of voice. "I am not a vampire," Rodney said stridently. "And if anyone is found to be spreading that rumor, I shall drink their blood." "That's going to get old very quickly," he said. "I thought I'd get them all out of my system now," Shepard told him, because it was only fair. "Where's Carson?" Rodney demanded, with a faint air of abandonment. Shepard debated the merits of pointing out that since he was actually dead, he didn't need a doctor anymore. He didn't think that would go over so well, though. "Carson has gone somewhere," Shepard provided. "Possibly to fetch crosses and garlic." Rodney apparently knew exactly what he was thinking, though, because he was glaring again instead of looking upset. Which was definitely the theme of the moment. There were no more teeth in the glare of death, yet, but it was still fairly effective. Then, of course, Shepard had to spend 10 minutes explaining vampires to Ronan and Taylor. Complete with Rodney protesting every few minutes that he wasn't one, so none of it counted. "And you think Rodney is now this creature from your ancient folklore?" Taylor asked carefully. Shepard waved the chart at her as proof. Taylor's expression in exchange seemed to suggest that his proof was still sorely lacking. Possibly also that they shouldn't do anything drastic and sudden, like stake him in the heart or something. Not that Shepard would ever, because, well, it was Rodney, and also that would be really hard to explain. Also, Rodney hadn't done anything overtly threatening yet, or even remotely vampiric. Apart from the being dead, he was pretty much the same. Rodney attempted to take his pulse for the third time. "You do appear to be dead," Taylor conceded, and even she was wearing her quietly calm, but also clearly disturbed, face. Though granted, she was holding in the really worried eyebrows, possibly in the hope that Rodney would stop being dead sometime soon. Shepard wasn't sure the line, "You can stop being dead any time now," worked on anyone. With the possible exception of maybe Daniel Jackson, though that might have had more to do with the special persuasiveness of O'Neill. "Taylor, have you ever seen this before?" "Honestly, I have never seen anything like this before," Taylor said quietly. "And I'm sure the circumstances are striking enough that I would have remembered such a tale." "How could none of you notice the fact that I was dead?" Rodney said, slightly desperately.
Because you were talking and moving around, Shepard pointed out. I don't usually check if people are dead in those circumstances.
Clearly, there was some point in between, some point just after I was alive, and then... Rodney made frantic hand gestures that seemed to be attempting to convey some sort of method of surprising and swiftly gruesome death. Not!
You think we missed something murdering you?
It's clearly a possibility here, Rodney protested. He looked tempted to take his pulse again, until Shepard smacked his hand off of his own wrist.
Will you stop doing that?
He didn't add, because it's creeping me out. None of this changes the fact that I'm dead! Dead!
Funny, Shepard said slowly. I always thought dead people were quieter, stiller, less excitable.
Clearly, the Pegasus Galaxy has new and hilarious categories outside our current understanding of the word dead, which they are now inflicting on me.
Rodney was now eyeing his own life signs, or lack thereof, with an expression of wounded betrayal. Shepard was fully prepared to steal the equipment from him if he made any attempt to shake it.
How do you kill a vampire?
Ronan asked, in a deceptively bland voice, though he didn't even pretend he wasn't sizing Rodney up as he said it.
Do not tell him!
Rodney snapped, and the look he threw Ronan was pure mistrust, almost as if he expected him to start fingering weaponry at any moment. I forbid you from telling him.
If they're as dangerous as you say...
Ronan, you're not killing him, Shepard said carefully.
If he starts drinking human blood...
Oh my God!
The look Rodney gave him perfectly conveyed exactly what the likelihood of this would be.
That's not going to happen. Do you have any notion how disgusting?
To be fair, Shepard started, if we're going to follow the vampire theory to its natural conclusion...
Rodney was scowling again, though thankfully it still wasn't making him look like one of the undead.
Even if he sort of was. You think I'm going to start snacking on you? Do you know how many different ways of not going to happen I'm thinking of right now? And also, I know where you've all been.
You have a whole city full of delicious military specimens.
Rodney's facial expression effortlessly suggested that delicious was perhaps a step too far. That you have to protect from me. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey, technically I'm in danger too, Shepard pointed out.
Rodney gave him a careful once-over.
Please, you're the French fry of the culinary world. You're cheese in a can. I am not cheese in a can, Shepard protested.
Can we not discuss what foodstuffs we may or may not be? I find the idea a little distasteful, Taylor said carefully.
Which, granted, was kind of true.
Do we have a priest on Atlantis?
Shepard shook his canteen.
Do you think he could bless it in here, or would we have to pour it into a bowl?
The canteen was gone a fraction of a second later, faster than Shepard would have wagered was possible, and Rodney didn't look like he was giving it back anytime soon. What if this is only temporary? What if at any moment I'm going to be completely dead? What if this is some sort of technologically sustained grace period before I start to rot from the inside out?
That's zombies, Shepard told him helpfully.
How do you know? How many vampires have you met?
Overall?
Shepard pretended to think about it. One.
That's not funny.
Rodney sat down,
heavily, on one of the carefully pressed beds. I need to go and lay down or something.
Is it dawn already?
Shepard checked his watch. The end.